Good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Acts chapter 9, verses 26 through 43, where Saul goes to Jerusalem to meet the disciples, and Peter travels to Lydda, where he heals a paralyzed man. Then he's summoned to Joppa, where he restores a woman to life. And God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. So, let's begin. Saul went to Jerusalem and tried to join the disciples, but they would not believe that he was a disciple, and they were all afraid of him. Then Barnabas came to his help and took him to the apostles, and he exclaimed to them how Saul had seen the Lord on the road, and that the Lord had spoken to him. He also told them how boldly Saul had preached in the name of Jesus in Damascus. And so Saul stayed with them and went all over Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. He also talked and disputed with the Greek-speaking Jews, but they tried to kill him. When the believers found out about this, they took Saul to Caesarea and sent him away to Tarsus. And so it was that the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had a time of peace. Through the help of the Holy Spirit, it was strengthened and grew in numbers as it lived in reverence for the Lord. Now, Peter traveled everywhere, and on one occasion, he went to visit God's people who lived in Lydda. And he met a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had not been able to get out of bed for 8 years. Aeneas, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ makes you well. Get up and make your bed. And at once, Aeneas got up, and all the people living in Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. In Joppa, there was a woman named Tabitha who was a believer. Her name in Greek is Dorcas, meaning a deer. And she spent all her time doing good and helping the poor. At that time, she got sick and died. Her body was washed and laid in a room upstairs. Now, Joppa is not very far from Lydda, and when the disciples in Joppa heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him with the message, "Please hurry and come to us." So Peter got ready and went with them. And when he arrived, he was taken to the room upstairs where all the widows crowded around him, crying and showing him all the shirts and coats that Dorcas had made while she was alive. And Peter put them all out of the room and knelt down and prayed, and he turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Peter reached over and helped her up. Then he called all the believers, including the widows, and presented her alive to them. The news about this spread all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed on in Joppa for many days with a tanner of leather named Simon. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Through the help of the Holy Spirit, the church was strengthened and grew in numbers as it lived in reverence to the Lord. You know, this was a precarious time in the life of the church. And there were people like Saul who were going out of their way to persecute the church because being good, faithful Jews, they saw the things that the Christians were teaching as heretical. And they just could not understand how this Jesus Christ could actually be the Messiah, the fulfillment of every promise that God had given to Israel. But despite all of the persecution that Christians were enduring, it was a wonderful time for the church where they grew in numbers and they were strengthened, and people like Saul were coming to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And we see even the Apostle Peter going all about the area, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And the church grew. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for those who speak up for others and nurture them in the faith. Like Barnabas, Help me to be a source of encouragement to others and proclaim your message of love and salvation. Like Tabitha, grant me a servant's heart to serve others in your name. Amen. Well, our Tuesday together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 33, where the Apostle Peter and a Gentile have visions from God. Until then, may God richly bless you in every spiritual gift.